Julian Assange, he's an Australian. That makes me, and I'm sure it makes you, feel very proud. But we certainly cannot feel proud of our government. Right now, the government, like we are, should be celebrating the fantastic contribution of WikiLeaks. Right now, representatives from the British Embassy should be down there ensuring that Julian's rights are being respected and that in no way he's under threat from all the terrible attempts to make out that he is a terrorist and even worse. But what do we have? We have some of the worst sycophantic behaviour from this government that we have seen in decades. Now, we've seen this over the years from successive coalition and Labor governments doing whatever the US administration wants. But right now, Prime Minister Julia Gillard and Attorney General McClelland have really gone too far. Ms. Gillard, shame, absolute shame. Ms. Gillard has said the WikiLeaks activities are illegal, but she can't tell us what the laws are that they have broken. Mr. McClelland, as the Attorney General, has promised the US administration that Australia will assist in investigating WikiLeaks. And on November the 29th, he stated that the Defence Task Force set up to monitor WikiLeaks will be transferred into a whole of government task force. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't sound good. It sounds pretty sinister. And if the Prime Minister had any decency, she would scrap that today. Speaking in Canberra today, Green Senator Bob Brown has called on the government to guarantee Julian Assange's passport and that if he does choose to come back to Australia, that he can do so free of persecution and prosecution. Before I leave the Prime Minister, I think it's worth us just reflecting on the fact that she's really big on talking about sharing information through My School, My Hospital. But when it comes to my government, she runs a mile. The Greens stand here in defence of free speech and honesty in government. WikiLeaks has really put the pressure on. We need to grab this opportunity and to be demanding consistency, integrity and honesty in all aspects of government, both public and private. The bar has been set high and we need to ensure that that is how all governments operate. We need to seize this opportunity. So the final word needs to go to the courage of the WikiLeaks from Julian, his workers, the volunteers, but also let's give a special mention to the whistleblowers, those who have courage to release the material. They've got the courage. We need to act. Clearly, the world needs WikiLeaks. Thank you.